All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Monica Tongue, a young woman from Shawville who also plays on the University of Guelph Griffins women's curling team, who will be heading to Lethbridge, Alberta for the U Sports National Championships next week from February 24th to 28th. Monica, welcome. How's it going?
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So, first off, congrats on making the Nationals here. How does that feel?
Thank you. Sometimes I have to remind myself that it kind of happened, but once I start packing and getting ready, I guess it'll be really real, really soon.
For sure. And this is your first time heading there, so do you have any expectations going forward here?
Yeah, so this is our, as like a university, like women's team, this is our first time since 2016. So, I mean, a lot to learn when we go there. We're kind of going to be the first team in a while to do it. I'm expecting, I mean, the best teams in Canada to be there and representing their schools, which is also a great privilege, and a lot of people, like, take a lot of pride in that, so I assume everyone's going to bring out their best, and it should be a fun week.
For sure. And you mentioned there some of the top teams. I know Western Canada is a little pretty strong as far as curling goes here. Are these teams that you guys have played against previously? Are these people that you guys kind of know of just by reputation, or what's going on?
Yeah, so there's three teams from Ontario that get to go, so we're one of them, and there's the other universities, Laurier and McMaster. We've played with them or against them for a while now in like multiple tournaments throughout my 4 years, and they've always been a really strong team. But the other teams, again, from like the East Coast, St. FX and Dalhousie, I mean, these are going to be teams that we've never played before, just that distance-wise. So it's going to be a lot to discover with all these teams, but again, yeah, the best around Canada are going to be there.
And can you describe a bit the team that you've played with thus far? You said you guys have been together for about 4 years there. Is that typical there for the same team going through over the course of that time?
Yeah, so I mean, my first and second year, we saw a lot of turnover within my teams and a lot of shakeups and changes, which I mean is typical for university, people graduating, people coming in. But I was fortunate last year to kind of be with one team, and we really had this great team dynamic and chemistry, and evidently everyone who was on that team didn't graduate, wasn't leaving, so we stuck with that core four into this year, which I thought was like really beneficial for everyone and not something you typically see in university, like that carry through of especially your core four. So it's really exciting to do that with those girls and build upon what we had done last year. And yeah, I mean, our team chemistry and friendships we built throughout those kind of 2 years was really strong, and I think played a big role on how we did.
I guess, can you describe some of that progression over the previous years here? This is your, I guess, highest finish here. What was it, the qualifying win that got you to the Nationals here?
Yeah, so my first year, I was on the JV team, so I was kind of just practicing, and then another team got to go. My second year, I'd made the OUA team, and we just missed playoffs. We were 2-2, so just missed playoffs. Last year, we had a quarterfinal finish against Waterloo, and it came down to an extra end and an extra shot, and it was kind of like a miracle shot she made. I mean, it was a great shot, but yeah, really sad for us, especially pushing them. They were the number one team, so pushing them to an extra end, it was really close. And then this year, beating Waterloo in the quarterfinals, and then moving on and eventually winning the bronze medal game in an extra end against Queens. So this is the best that we've done in all my 4 years, and the best tournament we've played, again, regardless of any tournament we've been in. So it was really exciting to have that finish.
That's awesome. And I guess, can you describe a little bit about that final game there? Like you said, it came down to extra ends in a final shot there. Keep in mind, too, that some of our listeners are not going to be curling experts here. So just kind of just explain just the basics of what happened there.
Yeah, so an extra end in curling, I mean, again, kind of like they said, is like equivalent to overtime in other sports. So it was tied going into that. We had hammer, which, again, is an advantage. You have, like, you throw the last rock, so we were fortunate to have that. I play lead on the team. They put up a guard. I drew two in behind, and then my teammate Abby, who's our third, made a great double, which kind of sealed the deal for us. And we were kind of in control that whole end, felt very confident in all our shots. made some great line calls, great sweeping calls, and I think we just, like, knew we could do it and stayed very calm and composed, and I think that was what ultimately led to that win. But yeah, it was a very great end to a hard game.
Can we zoom out a little bit further here? Can you talk about when you started curling here?
Yeah, so I started curling, I guess I would have been grade 7. My parents had already had always curled since growing up, and I grew up with curling on the TV 24/7 in my household. It didn't matter, like, what time of year it was, whether it was just, like, rewatching games. So I was always very familiar with it. So when I got to high school, there was Mr. Graham had a little, like, learn to curl kind of club. So I joined that and quickly just became fully interested and invested as soon as I played for the first time. So I knew it was something I wanted to pursue. So since grade 7, I was basically at the club, I would say, 4 days a week, sometimes 5, playing as much as I could, curling in all the Bonds fields. But I just kind of never had that opportunity to play with other girls because, again, I was the only girl of my age around here. So I was always kind of looking for that opportunity. So when I was looking at post-secondary studies, I knew I wanted to go to a university that offered that. So Guelph seemed like a really great option for me. I loved the school, and having that opportunity to curl on a level that I had never had before was something I was really interested in, and I knew if given the opportunity, I really could work towards it and do it. So, I mean, choosing my post-secondary curling was also a big deciding factor. But yeah, basically started when I was in grade 7, and I mean, that club showed me everything I needed to know about curling and also just developed my interest and love for the sport.
And what do you like about the most about curling? Obviously, it's a little different going from club curling to competitive, especially a club like Shawville there. But what do you like most about curling there?
I mean, I love the precision and accuracy to it. I also just kind of love the community feel to it. I mean, when I went to Guelph, I didn't really know a lot of people, and being part of that team kind of made me feel like I was part of something. Especially in a big school, it's easy to get lost. So I think the community feel to it, the friendships you build throughout it. But yeah, it's a lot of hard work, and I love people that underestimate the sport and then come out and watch or come out and try. So I love being, like, kind of in a little niche thing that once you get it, you get it. And yeah, I mean, I kind of love everything about it.
Is it the only sport you played there, or is there others that you played?
I mean, I grew up playing, like, a lot of sports in high school. I basically played everything that they offered in high school, but I mean, now curling's kind of been my focus for the last 4 years.
And what did you go to Guelph for there, studies-wise?
Yeah, I'm taking a Bachelor of Commerce degree, and then I took it with a minor in history just out of pure interest, but yeah, I'm taking, like, a Bachelor of Commerce degree there.
Okay, and this is your last year there for your bachelor's?
Yeah, this is my last year there, and yeah, I applied to Teachers College and got into Teachers College, although I'm kind of, I mean, I think that's what I want to do, but I'm just going to enjoy the last few months of this and kind of focus on curling and finishing up here. But yeah, I got accepted and I was super, super, super excited. So I think that's where I'm heading to next.
So this is going to be your last year with the Guelph squad. Are you anticipating taking your curling any further? Is there any other possibilities there, I guess?
I'll probably look towards competitive curling maybe in the next coming years. But I think I just want to finish up my schooling, and then yeah, that would for sure be something I would look towards doing, especially since I'm done, and that's now that I know people in the sport and have a lot of connections, I think could be something I was really looking forward to doing.
And I guess with the Nationals coming up here, is there anything else that you wanted to accomplish here or have you're hoping to come out here of the Nationals?
Yeah, I mean, Nationals, just getting there is kind of a big deal. So, I mean, just that we're, like, being grateful for and having a lot of gratitude for and just taking kind of that in. So I think as a team, we're, like, just very fortunate to be going. I mean, we're for sure a team that's capable of meddling or, like, finishing really well. So it's going to be cool to travel with my team, go explore a new province, and also just curl in an environment where I feel like not that our stress levels will decrease at all, but I feel like we're just going to be really in the moment and enjoying it. And I think that's going to be something that would maybe allow us to really have a great finish to end our season.
And just wrapping up here, Monica, I'm sure you'll be watching at least some of the Scotties on your reading week here. Is there a team in particular that you're rooting for?
I mean, I'm always a Homan supporter to my core. I think I love Tracy Fleury. She was actually at our OUAs and threw the draw to the button to start the event, and we took a picture with her. So I just think she's a great curler. I'm also really looking forward to watching the Quebec team. They seem to be really having a great start. I love the new team dynamic they have with Jamie St. Clair and having Lisa Weigel there too. So I think they're definitely a team to watch. But yeah, my eyes are set on home, and I don't think you can bet against someone that good.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I want to thank you for your time, Monica. Thanks for letting our listeners know about what's going on here in the curling world there. If there's anything you wanted to let our audience know or anything else that we neglected to mention here over the last few minutes, I'll give you the last word here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just want to say a special thank you again to the Shovel Curling Club. I mean, again, they've always been a supporter of me and everyone who curls there. It's a great community thing. If anyone's ever interested in curling or wanting to learn more about the sport or even to come out and watch, it's a great club. There's lots of great people who can get you connected there. But yeah, super, super special thank you to that club. They've really helped me throughout all my years curling. And yeah, I'm really thankful for them.
That was Monica Tongay, originally from Shawville, and a curler on the University of Guelph Griffins women's curling team, who will be competing at the U Sports National Championships in Alberta next week. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.